Now, before that meeting, Pope Benedict celebrated Mass at Washington's new baseball stadium. About 46,000 worshipers flocked to the event at the city's new, at the city's new baseball stadium. The 81-year-old pontiff spoke of the church's sex abuse scandal. He also encouraged Catholics to practice a more rigorous faith. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
With the first rays of sunlight, worshippers began streaming into the stadium. By 8:30, the line at the souvenir stand was a dozen people deep.
We're out of the keychains, sir. Sorry.
And Brian Olmos was already running out of Pope Benedict memorabilia.
Well, the rosaries is big because, you know, the Pope is always pushing for the rosary, to pray the rosary. And they're also easy to carry around with you.
We asked Olmos if he is Catholic.
I sure am. This is the only way I could get here, so I do what I can. You know, you just got to do what you got to do.
Including waking up before 5 to catch the subway to the stadium, which is what Mary Keller and Joe St. George did. The two freshmen from Catholic University didn't know what to think of the Pope, but his first 2 days in the United States have won them over.
It was definitely a hard transition for me to go to Pope Benedict the 16th because I feel like he's so traditional, but he's done so much for the church with all of his writings.
You know, I had that connection with John Paul II. I had not had the connection with Pope Benedict until yesterday, but I saw him, I felt it. I feel that not only myself, but I think America has connected with this Pope.
At precisely 9:30, Pope Benedict rode into the stadium and lapped the ball field in his white Mercedes Popemobile. The cheers were euphoric for the Pope, who was dressed in a red cape and gold mitre.
Holy Father, welcome to Washington.
Opera star Denise Graves sang We Are One, and thousands of faithful waved gold and white flags as the Mass began. After the Gospel reading, Benedict put on his glasses and launched into his homily. This Pope speaks in paragraphs, not sound bites, and his sentences are not for the faint of heart. He called for an intellectual revival among American Catholics. This moment is a crossroads, he said, not only for the Church, but for society.
It is a time of great promise, as we see the human family in many ways drawing closer together and becoming even more interdependent. Yet at the same time, we see clear signs of a disturbing breakdown in the very foundations of society.
Signs such as a weakening of the moral sense, he said, a coarsening of social relations, and a growing forgetfulness of God. Benedict warned that a shallow faith cannot steer through the shoals of secularism. Americans need to develop, quote, an intellectual culture that is genuinely Catholic, which hews closely to the Church's moral teachings on issues like abortion and homosexuality. The Catholic Church is also at a crossroads, the Pope said, and for the third time since leaving Rome, he raised the Church's dark stain.
I acknowledge the pain which the Church in America has experienced as a result of the sexual abuse of minors. No words of mine could describe the pain and harm inflicted by such abuse.
The Pope asked Catholics to forgive, to reconcile with the Church, and to love those priests who did not violate their vows. Indeed, in his statement so far, Benedict has returned to those two themes, reviving a Church beset by materialism and facing into the sexual scandals of the past. Priests then distributed communion to the 46,000 Catholics in a little over 20 minutes. After the Mass, Kevin Murray said he agreed with the Pope's warning about the secular culture.
With modernism and everything that goes along with in today's society, especially the United States, getting back to the foundations of the Church and the roots of Catholicism, I think it really is important.
Vera Asongwei found the Pope and the entire spiritual experience beyond words.
I loved it. Consecration was my favorite part. I almost went into tears, but it was that powerful.
She was grateful he raised the sex abuse crisis and asked for forgiveness.
I thought that was such a good topic to bring it up because it's something that everyone has been thinking. Hopefully, I hope that's the end, and we're going to move from that, we learn from that lesson, and go forward.
Some would likely disagree that the American Church can turn the page so quickly, but Benedict presented himself as a teacher and a spiritual leader, and that seemed to please the faithful, filling National Stadium for today. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.